This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be interviewing Eric Berman, the Papa Shark of Branditize, that amplifies business-to-consumer brands through digital marketing. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Let's go back in time a little bit. How'd you get started?
My career actually was right after UC San Diego. I didn't really realize you're an entrepreneur until you just start getting into business. And I noticed something in looking back. A lot of my friends went off to the corporate world, and I just didn't feel the need to do that. So what was more exciting is a couple buddies starting this idea, and they said, hey, we had this idea to kind of revolutionize the college market and do some things. I said, cool, where's my desk? And they said, well, it doesn't pay anything. I said, that's all right. I just want the experience. So I went in there, and that led to about 18 months of no salary and just building stuff. And, parents thought I was crazy. And then you fast forward, and three of us led to 12 of us led to 400 people, led to raising almost $100 million. And we were in hindsight, the first Facebook of all Facebooks, first social media company that we had built. And, it's just really, I like to say, I had my street smart MBA, just go out there and figure shit out. Pardon my language, when you're in there, you're just hustling and grinding and kind of starting every department, replacing myself with people better than me and just learning on the fly. Thought I was going to be retired at 28, and then the big stock market crash of 2000, I was unfortunately got hit in that well where we were about to go public, but then all of a sudden lost everything. And so we went from the number one site in the college space and the number 40th biggest site in the entire internet to sort of losing it all. It was quite a roller coaster ride. And that was, I'd say, the first phase of my entrepreneurial journey.
Wow. Well, that's quite a phase. And the longer version of that story should probably be in a book somewhere. Am I allowed to ask what the site was?
Yeah, it was called collegeclub.com.
Call it, great URL. So then how did that lead into the starting and of Branditize?
Yeah, well, while we were running that business, and by the way, on a side note, my brother ended up starting MySpace, so I get that for I guess, Berman family fun there. So that'll be another story for another time. But interesting enough, one of the things that I always look back on, when we were first starting that business, I was 21, and I realized in school and colleges and things of that nature, one of the things they don't teach, I wish they did, is really life skills, how to understand that, you know, just general communication, time management, goal setting, things of that nature. And I really started learning that stuff through the likes of Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, the famous initial gurus, if you will, at the time. So much that, you know, my mentor that sort of started the company, we used to lock ourselves in the room at 6 a.m. and 6 to 7 every morning was breakfast with Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins. And that really helped set the mind for what the entrepreneurial journey really about, just being a professional. There's so many cool skills that you just don't learn in college. And the reason why I share that story is when I left College Club, I got the honor to meet Brian Tracy, who was sort of a hero of mine because I listened to all his stuff. And he was in San Diego where I live, and he needed help with this internet thing back in 2001. I need a website. So I went to Brian and I got introduced to him. I said, Brian, I'm a huge fan. I know exactly what you need, but you know, I'll do this for you, but don't pay me anything until I make you money. And I'm not going to be an employee. I'll come in as a partner. And again, it was always that, you know, even in my first sort of business, one of the things I like to share is that, you know, when you're confident in what you could do and you're able to make it happen, sometimes just going out there and offering to do stuff to get your foot in the door and the opportunities you want has been just so successful, or just give me such great opportunities I never would have had. And so when you make that offer, you can't really refuse that. And so I go to O'Brien and say, I'll build your stuff out, but pay me when we make profits together. You know, great. You know, said, great, Eric, you're my kind of guy. Let's get rolling. And so that really was the first foray. And I guess when you build an agency, a lot of times people joke that you don't really, you know, grow up in life thinking you want to be an agency owner, you sort of back into it. And that was the initial sort of how I backed into that, where I started with Brian, built the team, worked with him for about 13, 14 years while I was doing some other consulting, helping people with the internet. I had a fun foray with Club Med, building out a social media platform for Club Med called My Club Med. That was a great time. And then, but ultimately, as I started building Brian's online business, other people sort of, you know, tapped on my shoulder and said, hey, what you're doing for Brian, can you do for me? And when you get that question asked enough, you're like, maybe instead of me jumping all over the place, I should stay in this lane and focus on this. And that kind of led to really where we are today.
Wow. So that's an incredible story and a whole lot of ups and downs along the way, I am sure. Who was the first client after Brian Tracy?
One of our best clients now, it's a guy named Phil Town, who yep. his business brand. Yeah. You know, Phil, he's a Rule One Investing.
Number one, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's been an amazing, amazing journey with Phil. And another big name was Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We've had a couple other sort of misses along the way as we picked up those great clients. Don't even remember some of them, but that's again, part of the journey is sort of, you just get out there and start swimming and, you know, reflecting on why certain clients didn't work out and why certain clients did work out and really kind of continue to pivot to go down that positive direction.
That makes a lot of sense. Who is an ideal client for you now?
We like to say really focus on the B2C and somebody who's got a proven business or product that needs to be amplified. You know, they're kind of sitting around and they've built something and they either have a very small marketing team or often you see the founders that are doing too much marketing. They shouldn't be, as we all know, you got to be working on the business, not in the business as entrepreneurs. And so we like to come in and say, hey, let us come in and we'll work in the business and we'll be your sort of outsourced CMO and team. And we're going to act like your CMOs and one of the cool things that I've been able to weave within our business is really where I started my journey. And that's the opportunity for some of our top clients to truly partner with us, where unlike a traditional agency that you pay sort of this monthly retainer, we do start that way. Eventually, we like to say we date, then we get married. So our clients like Phil Town and Brian and others, we get to the point where they stop paying us. We just take a percentage of what we grow together. And that really, you know, makes for a true partnership when you're out there. And again, it's a creative way to run business. And you think from a client's perspective, instead of wondering why you are writing a check every month and having to justify why you're spending a check for 20, 30, 40 grand a month, you know, it's quite different when you're just looking at your profits and saying, okay, I'm just going to take a percentage of my profits and this is my team. And it's a cool way of looking at, re-looking at, you know, we're doing the same work. It's just a different way of looking at it.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the team you've built and have behind you now.
It's been quite a journey, as you alluded to, my name, we all have shark nicknames. I'm mine being Papa Shark. And that's just a fun thing that we kind of did. Everybody gets anointed their name about a month in. But, for me, you know, my first company, College Club, I learned a lot from us others around me about the importance of culture and really focusing on the people more than anything. It starts with them. And throughout that, there's just a lot of things we do, you know, for the people at Branded Size. Obviously, you talk a lot about hiring the millennials and the differences and working that. And it's true. You really got to listen. Understand that people want to really feel empowered. They want to feel trusted. They want opportunities to learn and grow. They want, obviously, space to do that. They want to be heard. You know, setting up little systems for people to allow them to voice their opinions and truly listen to what they have to say. Versus just, okay, here's the marching orders, go do the work. You know, offer that flexibility and obviously being able to sprinkle in a little bit of a fun along the way. And we've really tried hard doing that. And to me, I know it, you know, I'm rewarded by that because when we do get candidates either staying and through interviews, you just hear so much of it, you know, why did you come work for us or want to be with us? And a lot of, you know, the culture word does come out quite a bit.
Absolutely. Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
I love to just make a difference and make a positive impact by taking an idea, solving a problem, and watching it grow. And then ultimately, when you see the satisfaction of the end consumer, there's nothing better than that. And really, everybody wins along the way. You know, your end consumer wins, the client wins because they developed it. You know, we win and our staff wins because they feel sort of, you know, they feel ownership into have done that. And that's just, it's just a great feeling. And I love, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're always looking for, in hindsight, you know, I have my list of ideas. There's always stuff you want to do, and they all come from what problem are you solving out there? And when you do get to solve that problem, it's a neat feeling.
You are juggling a lot. How do you manage the team? How do you make sure the right things get done at the right time by the right people?
Well, great question. I think first is creating systems. SOPs, building out an infrastructure. We like, you almost like to say, you got to get the house in order and put that in place, and right butts, right seats. You know, really being able to understand the role and responsibility and putting the person who's passionate about that. You know, oftentimes you find people working at stuff, they really don't like that, and you're putting them in there and it's ultimately not going to work. So doing that. And I think also, you know, matching, you know, I have a couple partners and we all have different strengths and weaknesses. And I think that's also so important. I find oftentimes I'll see friends that are running companies and they have a couple people and I'm like, well, you're just like your partner. That's, you know, who's, you know, you guys are both out there running around being wild mavericks. Who's the person that's actually being more operational and organized? You need to have a little bit of both. And so that's what really, really helps. You know, personally, I'm relentless about just putting together to-do lists, sticking to them. I'm a rare sort of very responsive email inbox zero kind of guy. And I feel like I just want to be there for the team, always staying on top of it, you know, working earlier, working later to make sure that everybody's being taken care of. And then I feel less stressed knowing that things are being handled.
How do you manage the client roller coaster of the ups and downs?
Great question. It's a tough one. And honestly, that's one of the most difficult parts about running the agency and the job is the ups and downs. Even so much recently, we've talked a lot internally about managing expectations, and we kind of joke around and say client short-term memory syndrome, meaning clients come in, you know, say they want one thing, we go act on that, and then we deliver that. They're like, well, why did you give me this? This is what I want. And we're like, well, what do you mean? And so, and you know, we have the recording on Zoom of you saying these things, and do you really want to get in a pissing, you know, contest with you said, she said, that's not going to ultimately win. So, you know, I think part of it is, you know, is asking the question constantly. And I've got my team trained to constantly go back there and say, okay, let's reset the goals, not like the 3-month goals, like all the time, like, okay, this month, here's what we're trying to deliver. Is this what we're looking at? You know, if you were to wave a magic wand, Mr. or Mrs. Client, you know, what's a good result look like in 30 days, 60 to 90 days? And then ask that question over and over again. And that's been kind of something we doing that alone has helped with client satisfaction and the ups and downs of dealing with clients, because as long as we're hitting the mark and understand, and I think that's one of the biggest keys is we think we understand, but we don't unless we ask and ask often.
That is a great philosophy. With all the success you've achieved, what's your biggest challenge now?
Biggest challenge right now is, and I talked to my team about this a little bit, is, you know, it goes back to my entrepreneuritis. You know, running an agency is fun and it's cool and there's a lot of rewards from it. Ultimately, you're building stuff for other people. And what I'm missing is taking building stuff that, you know, either we buy an existing company that we own more of, or an existing widget idea, or there's a lot of ideas we have ourselves. Now, certainly starting something from scratch is a lot more difficult than let's say acquiring somebody who wants to get out of their business and needs some marketing love that we could just come in and catapult. So, you know, there's lots of options about doing that, but in both cases, you know, we ultimately own the brand that we're escalating and scaling and building. And so, you know, I think my biggest challenge is figuring out a way to have the branditized marketing machine as it is work enough that I can start to step away more and more and some key people and start to, without losing focus on that, and that's the key, being able to really incubate or build sort of some of my own assets outside the agency that could work with the agency hand in hand. I think that'll give me a different level of satisfaction as I continue down my journey.
How have you guys dealt with all of the changes, like from iOS and Facebook, for example?
A lot of internal communication with our clients, with ourselves. It's definitely, you know, watching the data, you know, it's tough. Now, fortunately for us, because we were sort of birthed on the likes of the Brian Tracy's and the Phil Towns of the world, we weren't sort of stuck on just running Facebook ads to generate traffic. And I think a lot of people that are just like, hey, put up some ads and that's your only way to generate traffic. And you didn't do all the content marketing and the all the other, you know, the SEO and all the other levers you could pull to drive traffic. They were hurt a little bit more than we were hurt in many cases. So it's certainly been ups and downs, but not catastrophic.
What is next for you?
I think the next is, as I talked to, I think, you know, going into 20, you know, next year, you know, we'd literally like to start incubating some things that we have more assets on, we own more of. And I think that'll be really exciting is when, you know, ultimately you talk about, you know, there's agencies out there. A lot of people build agencies to scale and get sold and acquired or roll up. For us, we're more passionate about continuing to build the agency and leveraging the agency to incubate our own ideas. And then almost having sort of two parts, you know, like branditized, you know, ventures and, you know, branditized marketing kind of thing.
Awesome. What do you do when you're not at the office? What do you do for fun?
I travel a ton, and for forever I was traveling a lot with my buddies. I'm sort of the guy that would organize all the trips with everybody, and we do crazy long trips. I also have into horse racing. Have a syndicate with some friends, and we have some big race horses. In fact, we were in the Super Bowl of racing last weekend, the Breeders' Cup. We had a couple horses, and that's really fun. But most importantly, I finally settled down at my ripe young age of 49, and found a woman of my dreams a couple of years ago. I got married and had our first baby at 49. So I'm enjoying the family life right now, and it's been such a cool experience.
Congratulations. Well, for our folks watching and listening who want to learn more about you and all things Branditized, where is the best place for us to send them?
Branditized.com. That's Branditize.com.
Awesome. All right. This has been Seth Green with Eric Berman from Branditized. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening. We'll talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level, but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.